In the words of President Barack Obama, the U.S. Supreme Court upholding the Affordable Care Act was a victory for all people. Joining me on the show is Senator A. Donald McEachin, representing the 9th District in Virginia's General Assembly. Was it a victory for all people, Senator?
Absolutely, Chloe. It was a great day in America. It was a great day for Americans across this country because insurance companies are no longer going to have the unchecked power to counsel your policy or deny you coverage, or even charge women more than men.
But the Republicans say it's not affordable. This is a bad idea.
Well, the Republicans are misinformed on that, and we could, you know, spend some time talking about what the numbers really are. Whatever they want to put up as far as their numbers are concerned, there's no price that you can put on the relief that Americans will feel when they realize that they cannot be denied insurance coverage because of a pre-existing condition. That preventive care will be covered free of charge by insurance companies, including mammograms and wellness visits. The Declaration of Independence says that we have a right to pursue happiness, and this act ensures that we'll be able to pursue happiness because we'll be able to pursue health.
All right. It's a 2,700-page plan and document. It's a victory day for President Barack Obama.
Absolutely, Chloe. It's a great day, but not just for the president, because as the president said yesterday, it's a great day for all Americans.
Senator A. Donald McEachin, thank you so much for giving us an update on the Affordable Health Care Act.
Thank you, Clovia. Have a great day.